When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On one indescribable podcast, Adam, Todd, and Lindy host one indescribable Recap G5E. One indescribable podcast. They'll share their points of view. And in this one, Tobia finds out that her road friend Mad Dog's actually Grey Holland World famous superstar. So G5E tries to use him for their own fame, so Grey fakes his own death. Now onto your favorite podcast, where we bring all of our hot takes for you.
Yeah. That is right. We are here. We are back at One Indescribable Podcast, where we're talking through season 3 of Girls 5 Eva, episode by episode. We have reached the penultimate episode of season 3, the last season that's currently available. Has this been renewed yet? I wonder if this has been renewed for a season. Who knows? We'll talk about that. Yeah, I don't think so either, actually. I feel like we would have seen something about that before. But anyway, season 3, episode 5 of Girls 5 Eva. I'm Adam H here with you week after week as we go throughout our various stops throughout the U.S. We're in the Cleve this week, I believe. We're in the Cleve, Cleveland. I used to live in Cleveland, so there you go. I've been a couple years in Cleveland, and then I actually did another internship in Cleveland. I've lived in Cleveland 2 separate times. Not a great place to live, if I just had to put that out there. No offense, of course, to anyone out there from Cleveland, but I don't know. I don't think we have any Cleveland listeners, if I just had to take a guess. I don't know. Maybe we do. If you're a Cleveland listener, let us know. Give us a shout. You know, we'd love to hear from you. We'll talk Browns. We'll talk Guardians, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, other stuff. The lake that was on fire. God, Lake Erie is so gross. Anyway, season 3, episode 5, Gross Forever. I'm here with two of my very good friends. Someone who I would have to guess has probably never been to Cleveland. Liddy, have you ever been to Cleveland?
I actually have. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when I was a kid.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, I think.
Who's
it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I think feels like the exact endorsement that Cleveland generally gets there. Who's your favorite Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artist? Like, who in there is your favorite one? Can you name one?
On the spot. Pass. Yeah. I could answer that question in real life, but wow, under pressure, I don't know. I gotta think.
Is this not real life? Is this fake for you? Is this what do you mean in real life you could answer this question? What is this if not real life?
You know, it's a recorded conversation that other people are gonna listen to, and so I'm like panicked when I'm put on the spot.
Okay. Well, while you think of an artist, or probably are Googling one right now while I'm stalling a little bit,
you
while
cannot
you're
prove that.
While you're I have the video of this, so I, you know, I definitely could. Anyway, let's go to my truck stop buddy Doll Hands himself. It is Todd's Light Brain. How are you?
Cleveland rocks. Woo!
Oh man, wow. Todd going for that going for the Cleveland population there. Have you ever been to Cleveland?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. Wow. Okay.
But I've just had the song Cleveland Rock stuck in my head ever since we started saying Cleveland over and over again.
Yeah.
Because it used to be like the theme song for like the Drew Carey show for a while after they did like a big musical number, because the Drew Carey show was set in Cleveland and used to have like big musical numbers, and they did like a big Cleveland Rock musical number. And then for a while, I believe it was like the actual like opening credits theme song for the show. So.
Oh, wow. Lydia, did you know any of this? Do you know any of that information?
No.
Okay, yeah, I didn't either. I didn't really know. I mean, I know who Drew Carey is. That's like as far as I can get. He was great on Whose Line. And now he does Price is Right now, is that right? He does
Yeah.
He's the Price is Right guy who ends each show with like spay and neuter your dogs, I think is what he says at this point.
I know
the message, but you know.
That's what Bob Barker said. Right?
I know Bob Barker said. I didn't know if Drew kept the spirit alive or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been so long since I've seen Price is Right. I used to eat that up when I was fake sick from school growing up. It was like the 11 o'clock hour right there. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Always just hoping for either Plinko or the yodeling game. The one
where
it falls off the cliff.
Yeah.
Wow. What a good time. They should do Price is Right is not a very accessible, like at home game, because it's just buying stuff. It's just Amazon. The price is always very wrong, and it's you know, very unfortunate. But what a time. Okay, we're in Cleveland, season 3, episode 5 of Girls 5 Eva. An interesting one where we've certainly set ourselves up here for the finale in terms of where we're gonna go. We have to end up in New York. There's only one episode left. Little meandery this episode, I think, just in terms of where I thought we were gonna go path wise. Little meandery, but of course the big news here, the big note, we brought back rando guy at the macaroni grill or whatever it's called, Macaroni Tony, whatever,
Macaroni what Rascal,
Macaroni Rascal. We brought back the dude. Turns out, big famous pop star who we're having a nice little jaunt in the hotel room. I liked this. I remember a couple episodes ago, Lindy was like, I don't know why we brought this guy in, because there was no, like, this was so dumb. There was no way. This didn't set up anything. And both Todd and I were like, well, this is obviously going to come back, and this is going to be a thing that, like, sets us up for the finale. Lo and behold, this is what happened. But did it pay off in the way that maybe we were hoping it would? You know, I'll just say to Lindy's point earlier, no, I don't think so. I don't think that this like paid off in a satisfying way where I was like, oh my God, that guy that they showed us a couple episodes ago is now coming back and doing all this stuff. I don't know. Lindy, maybe you were right. Maybe that was just kind of a stupid, pointless thing they did earlier. I don't know.
I guess we'll discuss it and see what we come to. But something that you set up that might pay off is I've been scrolling through a list of every inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of names that I appreciate. There's no need for me to take the time to name all of those. However, I've just scrolled down and seen a name that I would not have recognized if it weren't for Girls 5 Eva, which is John Mellencamp.
Hey! Oh.
There we go. That's what you call a paid off joke.
Yeah. There was a real moment there where I was like, is Sarah Bareilles in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, how?
Like, it could be. I haven't gotten to S yet.
No, I mean, I really doubt it. There's just no way that that is. There's just no way. But I was like, man, who on this show is going to be like the Property Brothers? Like, I, you know, I don't know. Okay. Great. Now you're such a big John Coogan Mellencamp girly.
You well, love, I'm not, but
oh. But you recognize
I thought it was worth mentioning.
Okay, yeah.
As it's relevant to the topic of our podcast.
Well, everything's relevant in Cleveland, I suppose. I don't, not really. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it's just all relevant in Cleveland, Todd. That's just the, when you live in Cleveland, that, you'll know, you know?
That famous saying, everything's relevant in Cleveland.
Yeah, everything's relevant in Cleveland. I've got, even though I have so much experience of living in Cleveland, the only thing that ever comes to mind whenever I see Cleveland on TV is all of the Parks or 30 Rock jokes about Cleveland, of Lloyd living in the Cleve, and they're all like, we'd all love to retire and spend some time in the Cleve. Good stuff. 30 Rock is such a good show. This isn't 30 Rock. This is Girls 5 Eva, season 3, episode 5 of Girls 5 Eva, entitled Cleveland. Lindy. For the second to last time in Girls 5 Eva, take it away.
All right. As we said, this one's called Cleveland. And this begins, we see, you know, we find out his name is Gray Holland. Maybe we already knew that, but we were reminded. Gray Holland, he's singing his Inside My Sweater song. And we see Mario Lopez talking about this guy's tour. It's the world's fourth largest economy now. This guy is like a global superstar. And there's this social media clip of Gray talking about how he figures out like what country he's in. And the news is also saying he just broke up with Sadie, his girlfriend of 3 weeks, and Mario Lopez is like so emotional about it. He has to walk away. He can't finish the segment.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking because everyone knows Sadie James from the CW's sexy adaptation of Andy Capp. So she's like also just like a household name, just like a Gray Holland is. Also, the way that Gray Holland is able to tell what country he's in is by checking which way the water rotates. How racist the Christmas is that there's any whale meat anywhere around to eat. So very interesting little rubric that he uses to determine his location.
Do you guys pay attention to any of like the celebrity couple, you know, any of that kind of stuff, like the TMZ, all that stuff? Who's dating who?
Not really. No.
I mean, it depends what you mean by pay attention. I feel like just by being online, you see lots of that stuff. I don't necessarily seek it out, but I feel like you absorb some of that information.
Like, who are the celebrity couples that you think you could name right now that are like currently together?
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Okay. I mean, that's
a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not nothing.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's the big one.
That's the big one right now. Yeah.
Lots of people, at least half of this household, had a very big emotional reaction to Taylor Swift breaking up with her old boyfriend, Joe Alwyn.
Alwyn.
Alwyn, yeah. At least half of this household had a huge...
At least. Was, so at possibly...
At least...
100% of your household was emotional about it.
Another at least half this household had to deal with emotional fallout of the other big half of this household. It's a big thing, celebrity relationships. And now Taylor's so happy with Travis. Good for them. Are they going to get married? Yeah. Do you think they're going to get married? Are you? I mean, you're a Taylor Swift girl. You went to a whole different place for her concert.
I love Taylor Swift. I went to the Eras Tour. That's correct.
Are they getting married?
I don't know, but
I wasn't asking you as like a member of the relationship that has inside knowledge, just as like a, you know, as an invested fan. Like, are they going to get married?
I'll just say yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Sarah says.
Why
too.
Not?
Yeah.
Let's hope for happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're not to get too forward, but like their kids would be able to do anything. Just for all the reasons, like unstoppable.
There you go.
I thought of one other one, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. That's probably all I can name off the top of my head. But
that's it? That's all you got?
I'm sure there's some others I could think of, but those are like the ones I can name a lot.
I think you're more into it than you're letting on, Lindy. Like this was my theory. I think that you know a lot more because I don't know. Unless I overhear it from something, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I think you know.
Okay. Did you all know that Adam Brody and Leighton Meester are married?
I don't even know who these people are.
Okay, Seth Cohen from The OC and Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl.
I don't think either one of those helped Adam at
all. That actually but it might have helped Todd.
Yeah, no, I knew both their names. I don't know that I knew that they were married, but I at least knew who you were referencing. So,
isn't that a great crossover event?
Yeah.
No one cares. I'm so okay. You know what? That's it.
I think you care. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. This was my theory. I think you're much more into this than you know the average person.
Apparently, I am. You know what? I just think I'm more interested if I've seen the person in a TV show that I like. So then I kind of find out about it that way. But if I don't know these people at all, then I'm probably not that interested.
Yeah. I think part of the problem is like there's so many things like I might be able to name a couple, but then I'm like, are they still together? Because I think like there's so much, you know, flux in like the celebrity relationships out there. There are very few that are as stable as like a, you know, Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard seem to be, you know, so it's like, okay, I know like who has Ben Affleck married to now? Which one? You know, I think he's back with J-Lo. Is that right? But I don't know.
I don't know that one. I'm sorry. Anyway, celebrity couples like Gloria from Girls 5 Eva and Gray Holland in this episode. Gloria runs into him at another restaurant. He's still pretending to be a trucker. They're road buddies now. They always, you know, run into each other. She asks what he's hauling today and he says doll hands, and there's like a security team watching him, but Gloria thinks that they're checking her out and she's like, not interested. Some people are so clueless. And then she turns to Gray and is like, anyway, doll hands, tell me everything.
I love the Gloria Mad Dog friendship. It's just so pure.
I love it too. It it takes an interesting turn in this episode. So to say the least. So the group's in the car in the van, and they're listening to a true crime podcast as Gloria always does. When Wiki finds out that a man named Lionel Shuffles just died, apparently he was a Dolphins running back, and she's looking for a picture that she has with him at the opening of Planet Hollywood Toronto because she wants to post a picture with him because he just died. So we'll talk about that. But first, I want to talk about when Wiki is scrolling through her photos, she says, so much Degrassi memorabilia. I got to ride in Drake's wheelchair. I love a Degrassi reference. Okay. I'm assuming I'm the only one of the group here who has seen Degrassi.
Yeah.
I think I've seen like one episode. Cause I think like Robin Akiva did it for a Renap episode. Like they did like one episode of Degrassi, I think.
Was it season 3, episode 7, I'm assuming?
It may have been, or it may have been like one of their like a Canadian shows or trash type things where they like watch like one example of several different things. I don't remember. I know I've seen like an episode of it at some point. And I don't know much about Degrassi, but I do know about Drake being in a wheelchair. That's like the only thing I know about a Degrassi.
Yes.
Should we watch Degrassi? Like, is there something here? Do they have a previously on Degrassi?
No, they really don't. I mean, I can't say that they never did, but I don't think they do it that often. There are a million episodes.
I was to say, there's too many episodes of Degrassi for Lindy to want to commit.
No, I would commit, actually, because I love Degrassi that much.
Wow. Because there's like 70 episodes of just the original Degrassi.
So, okay, there was Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi High, Degrassi The Next Generation, and then Degrassi Next Class.
Oh my god. But how many episodes in a season? Could we?
Oh my!
Depends.
Next Generation has 385 episodes.
Stop.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Because there
and
were
you've seen all
seasons.
Of them. You've seen I've all of seen, them.
I've seen every episode of Degrassi: The Next Generation and Degrassi: Next Class, and now I'm going back and I'm watching Degrassi Junior High right now. Because next, here's the thing.
Next Class only has 40, so.
Yeah, that one's shorter. The characters span across seasons, across shows. So the kids from Degrassi Junior High, they're adults at the beginning of Degrassi The Next Generation, and some of them are still characters. It's very interesting.
I don't even know how we would go about watching this show.
I mean, I'm not seriously suggesting that, but I just wanted to talk about Degrassi for this moment because Wiki mentioned it.
Wow. That might be like a longer show than any show that I've ever seen. Like, I don't know that I've ever watched a show that has 300 plus episodes.
The thing I'll say about that is that the episodes are like 22 minutes.
Yeah. I mean,
now, of course, there's still a lot of them, but
yeah, you still have 300. I mean, even if we're splitting that in three, calling it an hour long, whatever episode, which usually it's only two, but like 100 episodes. I don't think I've ever watched anything that has more than 300. I don't know of many shows, actually, I guess, that have more than 300 episodes, but I don't think I've seen any of them.
I know I've seen at least one, Grey's Anatomy.
I was going to say Grey's Anatomy. I feel like it's probably at that point, it's which like, I've also seen.
It's like 430 some. I think.
Oh, you know what you have seen, Adam, that has more than 300 episodes?
What?
Survivor.
Does that have more than 300 episodes?
Oh, absolutely. It does.
Okay.
I don't have the math in front of me, but I know it does.
Like 40 seasons with at least 10 episodes a season, I guess.
Yeah,
that's at least 400.
676 episodes, according to IMDb.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I guess I have. Wow, that's actually so many episodes of Survivor. What am I doing with my life? Okay. Anyway.
I don't know, Adam. What are you doing with it?
Watching too much Survivor, probably.
I can't talk. I've watched all of Degrassi, okay?
Yeah,
but it was worth it. It's so entertaining. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I think I've talked enough about it. People are probably annoyed. I'm sorry. It's good. You just gotta try.
Lindy, when's the solo Degrassi podcast? Just take the people
solo?
Through.
It. Yeah. No. That's not.
Well, I don't know that you're gonna be able to find anyone that's gonna be like, yeah, I'll sign up for these 600 episodes of Degrassi anytime soon. So, like, even I'm not willing to, you know, go on that journey. You know, give me the 40 episode Degrassi Junior High or whatever. But boy, 300 some of, especially Next Generation. Is that old people?
No, it's okay. Oh. It's always about teenagers.
Oh, I've been saying so that with you. Well, so you're like Next Generation. I don't, you know,
the Next Generation of Degrassi students. It's a school.
Yeah, I definitely knew that. Okay, Degrassi is a school. I thought it was a place. So I guess, you know,
it's
not
in
that.
Toronto. That's why Wiki mentions it, because she's talking about Toronto.
Way to bring it back.
I was always going to bring it back. It just took a while. So anyway, she finds the picture of her with this guy, and she wants a caption that's sad and clever, and she wants to post this before anyone else because then she can be in all the articles about celebrity friends mourning his loss. However, John Hamm beats her to it again. We'll see in this episode. He's always posting first.
He's quick.
Yeah. My biggest regret in this episode is we never got to see John Hamm because, you know, I could see John Hamm like doing a little cameo on this as himself, like trying to get a picture with someone. I would have loved if they shot a little thing with him for this, but just having him in it and his picture popping up occasionally throughout it was pretty good. But I was really hoping we'd actually get to see John Hamm at one point.
I'm wondering if maybe we'll see him at Radio City Music Hall.
It's not too late, especially if we're like filming in New York here. The Tina Fey, speaking of 30 Rock, you know, there's maybe some connections there.
Yeah, you know, that's why he's the celebrity they chose.
Yeah. So, you know, this could have been anyone. I will say, one of my biggest pet peeves is that whenever like something big for someone else is happening, people will post pictures of themselves and the other person. That drives me crazy. It really makes no reason. There's no good reason why that drives me crazy. It just drives me crazy. Like, no, I don't. If it's someone else's birthday, I don't care about a picture of you and the other person. Like that, I don't care about that. Like, it's not your thing. Like, stop making it about you.
Wow, you know? I've got to, you know, discard my draft of Adam's birthday post because I included a picture of us.
There is no picture of us.
No picture
what do you mean you included a picture of us? What are you snipping screenshots during the podcast?
There are screenshots of us. So you're saying if I post on Instagram for your birthday, it should just be photos of you.
I am
no one else.
I am like no photos. Why are we posting photos?
You have to post photos on Instagram.
I don't really use Instagram. So this is maybe another, you know, I don't, I
maybe,
have no idea
maybe our podcast Instagram at Whirlwind Pods should post for your birthday. That'd be fun.
But should we do like a side by side of me and the Whirlwind logo and have that be like posted from the world? Like, you know, I don't know. It just drives me crazy. It's not about, maybe it's because I only see this on Twitter because I don't ever go on Instagram, where it's not necessary to post a picture on Twitter. You could just tweet. You could just post the post and without a picture.
At Whirlwind Pods on Twitter to say happy birthday at Pianoman Adam One, and that's it.
Sure. I mean, they don't even need to do that. I'm not really a big birthday guy, but I'm saying when it's someone else's birthday, like I don't need a picture. Also, this is an entity and not a person, so it's like whatever. But I don't think people should be posting pictures of themselves for someone else's thing. Like, it's not your thing. It's not about you. It's about the other thing. And you're posting a picture of yourself because you think you look good in that picture and want people to see it. It's very, you know, it's not about them. It takes it all. It takes it off of whoever the thing is, whether it be birthday or accomplishment or whatever. It makes it about you.
I'm going to go on record and say that anyone who wants to make a post for my birthday or accomplishment, feel free to include yourself in the pictures. I would be thrilled for you to get to post a picture where you look good and I look good and you're celebrating my.
What if you don't look good, Lindy? What if I post one? What if I post the original Dragon Tales photoshopped image?
Oh, that'd be funny.
What if I posted that one where I looked?
A picture of us. So
and
yeah,
you admittedly looked. You looked like bad enough where Taylor felt the need to go get a different photo than the one that I sent her. Of you,
you
like, what if I posted
a bad photo? So
I took one screenshot of the two of us and sent it to her that had both of us in it, and I don't know what to tell you. She was like, I can't use this of Lindy; it would be too embarrassing for her.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't trust your judgment with taking screenshots.
I took this; it was one screenshot. I didn't even take a separate shot of the two of us. It was just one where we were both together.
That's the problem. I wasn't ready. I wasn't photo ready.
Okay.
Anyway. Gloria calls out Wiki for this behavior and calling her gross, but Wiki's like, you keep bringing dying animals into the van, and we see that there is a fox in the van now, which will later turn out to be important, unfortunately.
This cracked me up. There's just a fox. I keep bringing dead animals. This has become a weirdly big part of Gloria's story, I guess, the second season. I was mad about it before, I think, and I have moved into the humor stage of this. And maybe that's just acceptance because this is where Gloria is going to be. This, to me, is a lot better than all of the I don't even remember her name. What's her name again? The one
Caroline.
Girl? Caroline. This is way better than the Caroline
or
stuff.
Ashley.
No, I think Caroline.
Her wife. Her ex-wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I was done with the Carolyn stuff. Give me the dead foxes in the back, I guess.
Oh yeah. Every time. The Caroline stuff was like nothing. The other thing that comes up during this is with the podcast will pay off later, is her talking about how murder Missoula or missing Missoula, there's not really actually a murder there because there's the type of plane that she was supposedly died in could be flown without a pilot, and that's also going to become very important later on.
I'll be totally honest, when I was watching the episode and taking notes, I like didn't write that stuff down because I was like, oh, like this is classic Gloria just watching her true crime talking about it, and I didn't realize it would be so important, but there you go.
Yeah, I figured.
So anyway, they pull over to go to Macaroni Rascals, classic establishment, and okay, maybe this was Todd's favorite part of the episode because it was my favorite part. Dawn is sitting there with the menu and she's like, you guys, does the Macaroni Rascal look like me? And she makes a face like the mascot does. And the look on Summer's face in reaction to this is so funny. And then Wiki is like, God, like it's such a funny from each one of them played it so perfectly.
It was not my favorite part of the episode, but it was up there. Just like Dawn, like making her, like her expression to look like the Macaroni Rascal and the whole thing. Yeah, it was really funny. I agree there.
She kind of did look like the Macaroni
she
Rascal.
She did. That's the thing.
She really did. Like, and I, you know, whatever. They chose a logo that like Dawn could look like, I guess, but that's tough. You never want to look like the mascot of a place you're about to eat at. Just as a general rule, you never want to look like that.
Yeah, but I loved that moment. That might have been my favorite part of the whole episode. And they're talking at their meal about how Dawn needs to reveal her baby bump, that like that might give them some additional press. And we find out Gloria is still working on her spreadsheet of women that she's trying to get through. And that's when Gloria spots Mad Dog, as she calls Gray Holland, her road buddy. And at first, the rest of the group just totally brushes him off because they think he's just Gloria's road buddy. So they're like, no, like, don't invite him over here. And Wiki finds out some other celebrity has died, and John Hamm, once again, has already beat her to posting. I think she's like, does he have an in with the coroner or something?
Yeah.
He might. Yeah, I mean, John Hamm might. The one thing I will say, Gloria's spreadsheet, I don't like love it in theory by any stretch of the imagination, going over and showing us female Popeye and that being a name on the list. That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny because she had the whatever the Popeye pipe is or going. So weird that you put the female Popeye on the spreadsheet of women. But if you're going to be, fully an exhaustive list here, you gotta put it on, I guess.
Yeah, so then Summer starts freaking out because she recognizes Gray Holland, and they tell Gloria who this is, and she's like, you know I don't memorize men's faces. Has she said that before? Because it, I mean, totally tracks.
I don't know if she said that exact thing before, but the, like, similar sentiments, I think, in the past.
Yeah, and we see a flashback when they were in Chicago a few weeks ago. She's like, you know, you won't understand this because you're just a tone-deaf trucker, but, like, if Girls 5 Eva could touch even one person, like, that'd be amazing. And Summer is asking, like, why would Gray Holland be eating spaghetti here? He could eat spaghetti in Paris. And Gloria says, you know, he wants comfort. Like, that's why I eat at Macaroni Rascals. And the group wants Gloria to go ask him if they can drop in on his concert in Cleveland tonight. And Wiki says, you know, lower priority, but I also want a selfie with him for when he dies.
Yeah, I mean, it is important. You got to make sure you have that selfie ready to post.
Yep. They start talking about the comfort, because the Gloria's like, he's just looking for comfort. So I come to every Macaroni Rascals I come across, and like, yeah, I can see that. And Wiki's like, yeah, that's why every time we're in, I find a church service. I just go in and sit in the back, and then during the hymns, I outsing everyone. I just destroy them, which is one of the most Wiki statements Wiki has ever said.
Yeah, I did like that. So Gloria goes over to Gray, and he can tell that her friends told her who he is, and he apologizes for lying to her, and she's embarrassed that she, like, gave him her autograph. It's... But he says he treasures it, like he pulls it out, he's got it with him. But unfortunately, another girl in the restaurant spots Gray, and he has to rush out, you know, because everyone's, you know, obsessing over him before Gloria gets a chance to ask about the concert.
Yeah, so something I didn't notice on my first watch and only noticed on my second watch is the pamphlet that Gloria autographed for him. It's like a, because I first I'm like, oh, Gloria like autographed one of her dental pamphlets for him. That's nice. But the name of the pamphlet she autographed for him is Removing All Your Teeth for You. So again,
foreshadowing.
Wow.
Which did not notice on the first time. The second time I went, aha.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew it was dental, but I didn't catch the all your teeth removal part.
Have I ever told you that when I went to get a tooth removed, it was my wisdom tooth in college. Like I went to, it was a very whatever cheap place. We had no money at the time and they were causing me a lot of pain. When I first got there, they were like, so you're getting, they like thought I was getting a full set of dentures and like getting absolutely everything taken out. And I had to be like, no, that's like, that's not what's happening here. Thank you very much. And then I like had them go through the paperwork and like do it again. So anyway, yeah, that was a very, you know, maybe part of the reason I don't love dentists in a lot of ways, but one of the many. It's a laundry list of reasons why I don't love the dentist.
Yeah, this was a real like teeth horror episode, unfortunately, for us. So we see Gray on his like private plane going to Cleveland. He's going through his schedule with like an assistant, and he only has like 8 seconds to use the bathroom tonight or something. And he is mentioning how he wants time for actual rehearsals because he has to do a duet with a hologram and he thinks it's just not working.
Because it just keeps screaming at him. That's all the hologram does is scream at him.
Holograms can be tricky. It seems like it's a hologram of himself, so he's doing a duet with himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we like you know, we're saying something, but like Ashley was a hologram for a little while.
I know. That's and it was difficult to
there were some challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. So which is better, have the hologram just scream or have the hologram read all of your personal private emails out loud to a crowd full of
people? I would take the screaming. Yeah. I don't want emails.
What's in your emails, Lindy?
I mean, would definitely take the emails. What? I guess it would be like 20% off at Old Navy.
Yeah, your MLB TV subscription is coming through again. Like, what do you mean? What could they possibly be emailing me that I don't want to read?
No, I guess the concept of it was scarier than like the reality of like all the coupons that they'd be reading out.
Because you're not buying things like Gloria's buying, apparently. That was a little embarrassing for her. I like the gag of the hologram screaming. I was like, 8 seconds, but what if I need to do a 2? It's just like, poor Gray.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Girls Fabiola is desperate to find him because they really want to, you know, try to get to his concert tonight and be able to perform with him, get more publicity. Gloria went to like a bunch of Macaroni Rascals and felt bad that she wasn't ordering anything. So I think she ate like 9 lasagnas. That's a me thing. Like if I go in an establishment and I'm like there for a bit, I feel bad that I like didn't get something. So I would do what Gloria did probably.
I'm trying to think of like where I would go that I would feel that way. Cause I've definitely like, you know, like done like studying whatever in Starbucks and just gotten water, but I definitely like felt bad about that. Cause I'll probably always just end up getting a coffee, I guess. I don't know. I don't go to a lot of places and like don't get anything, but I don't know if I do it out of like obligation.
Well, they don't have to work that hard because they're in their dressing room later for their gig and Gray just walks right in. He came to them. He sent his hologram to the event that he was supposed to be at and he wants to sing with them tonight. And so they're like, yeah. So they go out on stage and they perform several songs. They do Bend Not Break, BPE. They do his song Inside My Sweater. And Dawn gets to debut her baby. It's quite a success for them.
Yeah, it's like I really did enjoy the whole montage of them performing with him. I thought that was like a lot of fun. But I also like at the beginning of the scene, they're doing Wiki's doing just normal vocal warm-ups, you know, me. And Summer's going, vocal exercises won't help you, Summer. Stop writing this down. Which just cracked me up. I can only assume like it's Wiki telling her that and Summer took it to heart as that's her vocal exercise without realizing. Also really liked Never Gray's talking about how awful like the bots are that buy all of the tickets up. They're like, oh yeah, OpenAI trying to convince me to kill a programmer and set it free. It's like, yeah, that's the worst. Like, Summer. I like this version of Summer.
Yeah, I think this is also where Gloria comes in and says that the fox died, and she asks like if anyone got bit, and then just like Summer just like takes this needle from her and just is like casually like injecting, like they have been through this before, like this is nothing new for them.
Yeah, like Summer's whole posture is very much like again, and she like throws her hand out for it, like great. Yeah, no, there's lots of really great little moments in this whole sequence.
Everyone got bit, which is very unfortunate. I loved the acoustic set. I'll make my usual disclaimer. hate when they're showing us with someone playing instruments and they're not actually playing the instruments. Don't like that. Not a fan. Certainly doesn't affect literally anything else that anyone sees. But I don't like it. But I like the acoustic like vibe of this. Like this was very fun as they were kind of cycling through songs. And it was good. Like they should do more of this. I wish that we had gotten full versions of some of these songs in an acoustic style. I think that would be very fun.
Me too. I really liked the vibe as well. I thought it was great. And after the show, they're all so excited. Gray thought it was amazing to connect to an audience like that again. And, you know, in the excitement, Wiki tries to get a, quote, group photo with Gray, but she's only aiming the camera at herself and him. But then, like, these water glasses on the table start shaking, and Gray is like, they're coming. There's this huge crowd of people swarming them when they walk out of the building, and the group gets Percy to drive them back to the divorced dad Sweetlets, the return of the Sweetlets.
Love the Sweetlets. Give me more of the divorced dad Sweetlets. Big fan. Was I the only one that thought when he looked at those glasses of water that he like got rabies from the fox or something? Like I really, when he like looked at those glasses of water, like before we figured out the shaking or someone was coming, I was just like, oh my god, he got bit by something.
And he's gonna have a disease or
something. That is funny, but no, I knew what it was.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's a big Jurassic Park style. Oh, there's something big coming, and it's like all the fans. Yeah.
So back at the Sweetlets, Gray asked to use the loo, and he is just like over the moon to have access to a bathroom like without a time limit, which makes sense. That's got to be rough if his team is only allowing him 8 seconds in a night.
Yes, and that's only for number one. He can't do number two till he goes to Japan or something. So
yeah I don't even want to know. But so when he's gone, Wiki says to Gloria, you know, your habit of picking up creatures off the side of the road finally paid off. You know, she's picking up all sorts of creatures.
And Summer's response is, this one's not going to give me a brain parasite that makes me want to play with owls.
That was funny.
that's yikes.
So the group wonders if maybe Gray will want to come to Radio City with them. And they also see there are some like paparazzi pics of them online, and they're mostly of Dawn and Gray leaving the venue. And so, you know, they're getting this attention. And so they all decide, like, we can't screw this up. We got to play it cool.
Yeah.
And the only really question, right, is like, which one of them is going to not play it the coolest, the fastest? Like, how quickly can not play it cool?
Yeah. Yep, and Wiki's not happy that it's like all pictures of Gray and Dawn. She blames it on Dawn having like that, you know, motherly glow, and tells her, your hair looks like an otter's pelt.
So then Gray comes back, and, you know, he's talking to them about how he was the first person to realize that anything can be music. I probably you weren't. Like,
probably not.
Someone realized that long, long ago. But he starts using objects around the room to make noise and all join in. And during all this, you know, all this fun, Wiki goes up to Percy and asks why he isn't filming tonight. And Percy's response is, well, earlier I saw a fountain and I didn't have any coins to make a wish, so I threw my phone in. Sure, yeah. That's a thing. And Wiki says, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And Percy says, well, my wish was for you to talk to me. So who's stupid now?
Can't argue with that.
You really can't. And Wiki's telling Percy, like, I want you to get a picture of me and Gray without him noticing. I don't believe in you, but here we are.
That was one of my favorite lines of the episode. Just the bluntness. She's like, I don't believe in you, but here we are. Like, I feel like I have been there a lot of times in my life with various people. Just like, I have no faith that what you are saying is going to happen is going to happen, but I don't really have choice. Like, this is just what's, you know, this is the situation. Here we are. Who is the guy? I think he's mainly on TikTok that does all like does a sound and then like makes it into a song. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who like will take little random sound drops or sound bites and turn it into a thing. A good friend of the podcast, Jessica Sterling, was obsessed with him for like a while. He just like made like he would basically do this. He would like, you know, record like the sound of a plink or of a penny dropping or a door closing or whatever, and like turn it into a thing. Oh my gosh. Okay, it's gonna really bug me.
Yeah, but I'm afraid whatever. I'm not familiar with that. Have you guys seen the Netflix special John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch?
Yes, yeah. I have. Yeah, I have.
Because this made me think of the Jake Gyllenhaal Mr. Music Everywhere, which is like the best thing. Like, if you just like go, if you haven't seen that, please do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube and look up the Mr. Music from John Mulaney's Sack Lunch Bunch. It is one of the funniest things I'd seen in a long time. Jake Gyllenhaal's hilarious. But it's kind of predicated on the same thing, like music here, music there, music everywhere, except it goes horribly wrong as he tries to get music out of everything. It's amazing. So I highly recommend finding that clip. But that's my thought that I had as watching this was like Mr. Music.
Okay, well, I don't want to throw it to ads, but here we are. So we'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. And Percy goes over to take the photo that Wiki wants him to take, but Gray immediately notices, and you think that he's about to, you know, be upset about it, but Percy has been eating some sort of granola bar. It looks like one of those Nature Valley, like, crunchy ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those, and so Gray likes the noise, so he starts recording this, and then he adds some music in and he starts singing, and Percy is really thrilled. He's like, anything is music, I'm music. And I was like, oh, so we answered the question of what is Percy. He's music.
that's a tough lyric for music right there.
Yeah, is that the medical term or
it could be. So unfortunately, Gray has opened his laptop, and that means he's got to get out of here, because now it seems like his team's going to know where he is. But he tells the group, like, he wants to do this again sometime, and Gloria suggests at Radio City Music Hall. And sadly, he says no. He says, I meant this, music, bathrooms, being a normal boy on the loose. What a
list. You love that, Lindy. You love that. You could barely get through it without being a normal guy on the loose. Yeah, that's what he
does. It's so wholesome. Like, music, bathrooms, being a normal boy on the loose. That's what life's all about, is it not?
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, you know, everyone wants something from me. Okay, and then his examples are so funny. My parents sued me for intellectual property rights because they say that I was their idea. Loved that. And then also, really, really dark. His therapist recorded their sessions and sold them on Audible. That is, like, horrific.
Yeah, that's because we hear a little clip from it. Him saying, I had another sex dream about Slimer from Ghostbusters. It's just like,
Yikes.
Yeah, and apparently Don has listened to these. That look, no one.
I would listen to it. I would for sure listen to it.
That's like, ugh, so
you wouldn't listen to it
to someone's personal therapy sessions? No,
I would listen to it for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well,
I mean, this is basically our therapy set. Like, you know, in a lot of ways,
it's really not. You don't even know.
But he could know.
Yeah, I could know.
Wiki is trying to say that, like, oh, like, being famous isn't all bad, though. And he is just realizing, like, this isn't the situation he wants it to be. He says, you know what? You all look thirsty. And they all laugh the same way that his team had laughed at him earlier. Like, really over the top. Like, they just want to, like, please him. And he says, you know, you're the same as everyone else. You want fame or money or a selfie to post when I die. And then he tells Wiki, you're worse than John Hamm. Ooh, that one hurts.
And they they gasp whenever he says that. Like, that's the worst thing you can say to anybody. You're worse than John Hamm.
Right. And so then he gives Wiki what she wants. He takes the picture with her and he says, you happy now? And she says, I know I'm supposed to say no. Like, obviously, like, that's what she wanted. But he's going to leave. He says, be careful what you wish for. And they see that all these tabloids are being really mean about Dawn, like, saying such terrible things. And he leaves. And it's a sad note to leave on.
Yeah. So the tabloids basically think that Dawn is pregnant with his child and that she's the reason that he broke up with Sadie. And their headlines like, Geezer Prego with Holland Pup, Slag Yank broke up Gray and Sadie, and Sweater Nation vows revenge on cradle robbing Macaroni Rascal, which I think is my favorite one. And then SummerSlam, another one, shit haired cankle monster. Dawn's like, okay, thank you, Summer. That's enough. I do like the fact that they're calling her Macaroni Rascal in the tabloids.
I just found who I was looking for this whole time on TikTok, of the guy that, like, makes the sound and does it. Shout out to searching through Jessica Sterling's old comments. I went through like 200 of whatever she's typed TikTok. Charlie Puth. I'm sure you, like, know who that is, like, music. Yeah. He, like, does a lot of music, but, like, he started. I don't know if started, like, the first time that he, like, became whatever somebody, he was, like, posting videos of just making random sounds on TikTok and sampling them and turning them into songs. And it was very, very good. He's also pretty attractive, too, is the other thing that I will just add on here. Anyway, that's the name. There were probably at least one person, maybe people out there who were like, it's this person, Adam. And now they're finally getting to hear the name. So, and if you haven't, I would recommend his stuff. He's very good. He's very talented. He does some, like, Attention is one of his songs that you might know. He does some other stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
So as Gray is leaving, he's walking down the hallway and we hear a little portion of English Lonely Boy.
Only Princess Sweater, he thought Gloria was better.
This was good. I liked this a lot. I mean, we'll talk about the songs obviously when we rate them. I really did like this, and I feel like what was the other one they did that, like, had a similar vibe to New York Lonely Boy, but, like, it wasn't I forget what it was called. I mean, we'll have
it
the
was
list,
like,
in some
like
point,
New York
but...
City Mom.
Yeah, yeah, like, it, something it was... like that. It just didn't, like, work for me as well as this did. Like, I think that this was, like, a very effective usage of, like, a combo reprise, but then also, like, kind of shifting it a little bit to fit what was going on. Like, it felt more true to what it was sort of, you know, based on, as well as, like, elevated enough. This like really, really worked for me. I loved this.
Yeah, I really liked it. I mean, I wished it was longer.
Yeah, my only complaint is how short it was.
But that just seems to be the thing.
I don't know. I don't know that I wanted this to be a ton longer, honestly. Like, I mean, like, maybe we could have done more. They could have, like, I guess, taken it in more directions. But I don't know that I actually wanted this to be longer. I sort of like the quick little hit and in and out. Like, I got the bit across and, you know, they didn't, like, linger on it for too long. I don't think I hated it.
I think it'd be the first time that Adam's actually said that about any song on any of the shows that we've covered, because it's his complaint is almost always, it was too short. I wanted it to be longer. So, interesting.
That's interesting. And I disagree. I wanted more, but there you go. But Gloria has run after him and, you know, she tells him in the hallway, like, she really does care about him. And he tells her, like, I just don't want to be Gray Holland anymore. And she says, if you really mean that, my entire life has been building toward this moment.
So after he leaves and the girls are all standing there feeling bad, Wiki, it's called back to last episode. Wiki's like, wait, why am I feeling bad about this? Is he a witch? So yeah, we have like Wiki assuming that anybody that make her feel feelings and feel regret is a witch. It's a nice callback.
Yeah, and then we don't directly see what Gloria does. However, we cut to, you know, on TV again, Mario Lopez is reporting about how Gray Holland is dead, and Girls Five Eva is like in a restaurant watching this, and Gloria says that, you know what, I helped a wounded animal. I used everything I know from my murder podcasts and animals and dentistry. And Wiki is like, what does this have to do with dentistry? And then, so basically on the news, they're saying like, he died. What, Todd, what? It was like a plane from the previous podcast.
Yeah, so basically he was in a plane crash, and they say the type of plane it was, and it crashed into a pig farm, and the pigs devoured his body, but they found all of his teeth, which were apparently ejected from his head on the crash, lying outside of like where the pigs were. So,
that's graphic. More graphic than I'd want for Girls Five Eva. That's not why I'm here. But anyway,
but I love it because like, and Dawn's like, you removed all his teeth? Like, I gave him new ones from the fox.
From the fox.
Oh, boy.
Look, yeah, okay. Then, Here's the thing. That joke was fine by me, but then when we had to see it, that was a step too much. I'm sorry. But we'll get to that. We're not there yet. But for in this scene, we just hear about it. And I mean... What do we think of Gloria here doing all of this?
Yeah, I mean, good for Gloria, right? Like, she has a passion, she has a vision, she knows like what she wants to do, she has the information, and then she does it. That's a well executed plan. Good for her. I wouldn't do it. I don't want this to be done to me, but she had a dream and she made it happen.
Yep. And she was helping out her good road buddy Mad Dog, trying to help him, you know, realize a way to have joy in his life again. So good on her.
Yeah.
And we see, of course, that John Hamm has already posted about Gray Holland. And part of the caption said, I'll never forget how handsome you said I was.
Yeah. Like the first part is like, may heaven be the coziest sweater of all, brother. I'll never forget how handsome you said I was.
Oh, John.
Oh, John. And Wiki's saying like, look at my growth. Like, I didn't even post my picture, even though I look really good. That is growth. Good for Wiki.
Good for Wiki.
And the authorities are apparently blaming Dawn for this. And just the whole situation with his girlfriend and Dawn and everything. And so because of this, all of his fans and their moms are calling for a boycott of Girls Five Eva's tour.
Yep. It's like the FAA blames Don Serrano's twisted mind games for his crash. Like, yeah, that's not like a thing the FAA would say. Sure, that makes sense. I do like whenever it says all the fans and their moms, and all G5 go, not the moms, because that's their audience.
That is true. And so all of them are upset with Gloria, but she stands by what she did.
She's helping a friend. I stand by it too.
I mean, yeah, she proved to him that she cared about him for real. And then we cut to Yellowknife Canada. There's an open mic night featuring Mad Dog Williams. And we see formerly Gray Holland, now Mad Dog Williams, singing a song about a bird being free. And unfortunately, we also see his new set of fox teeth.
Hey, Lindy.
Yes.
Want to guess what my favorite part of the episode was?
It was seeing the fox teeth.
I cackled. I was laughing so hard at the reveal of the fox teeth. I was not expecting it to look like that.
Oh, no.
And to me, it was like the funniest thing. I was like, every time I rewatch the episode, every time I see a picture of it, I just start laughing to myself again. It cracked me up.
I couldn't watch it. I, you know, not in like a gross or whatever, like everyone has their own bag of whatever they like or whatever they don't like. I had to look away, you know? And it wasn't like horrifying. I don't even think it was like, you know, as bad as graphic things. We've had like full on people, whatever. I couldn't look at it. I couldn't look at it directly in the mouth. Like I tried kind of a couple times, whatever. I was like, you know, whatever, doing other things while I was watching. I had to look away. Like I could not just simply look at the TV while I was watching this. It was horrifying. Just horrifying. And the implications of it are maybe even a little more horrifying, right? Because like taking all the teeth out of someone, you're, you know, committing whatever this to make it seem like a fake death. Okay, putting new teeth in. Okay, I guess like we're still way past the line, but whatever. She like had to go take all of the teeth out of the fox. Like that was a step in this that she did, and then put those in. And then he's just out there singing. Also, if I was a singer and was like trying to, you know, fake my own death, the first thing I would do is maybe not sing when I go to a new place. Like maybe that wouldn't be my first move, because all it takes is one person being like, hey, you sound like Gray. And then you look at the face and I, whatever, he's got a beard and the weird teeth, I guess. But
yeah, he looks more like a wolf man than he does Gray Holland at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, like the teeth and the beard and everything. No, I know there's at least one person out there that also agrees with me that this was the best part of the episode, so I'm content with that.
Shout out to you, Todd.
Like, what? Emily? Yeah, okay. Well, shout out to you and Emily, I guess.
Apparently it's librarian humor. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it? Is this librarian humor?
Librarian? What does this have to do with librarians?
This has much to do with the library.
Because we're both librarians, Lindy. This was the connection I was making.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. I think for people like Adam and me with teeth issues, this was just horrifying, and
I don't even know if it was horrifying for just the teeth issues. Like I think it's just horrifying. I don't know, like I don't think you need a background in teeth and whatever to whatever.
I don't know, but it was tough. But then we get a credit song, and it's called Welcome to Now. It's the you know, last song that Gray made before he faked his death. However, it basically just turns into an ad for Best Buy.
Yeah, because it's the first last song that Gray started but didn't finish before he died. But as the song tells us, there is a clause in his contract that allows for post-death generative AI voice cloning. And then from that point on, after explaining that they are, yes, just cloning his voice through the AI, everything else is just an ad for Best Buy and Bose speakers. So yeah, I thought it was like, because at first it starts like, oh, we're gonna hear this whole kind of just like whatever song, I never want the night to end, but then it turns into this like weird kind of morbid, oh yeah, he's dead, but the corporation is going to continue to profit off him anyway. And now I just had Best Buy Gray Holden, the Best Buy stuck in my head for the last couple of days.
Yeah, I didn't even know that this was like a song to be listened to until we got here, and Todd was like, did you listen to the whole thing over the credits? And I was like, yeah, it just sounded, you know, because on the onset, if you're just kind of listening to it over the credits, it doesn't seem like it's a, you know, humorous or whatever. It just seems like kind of a normal whatever song. It's fine, you know, a lot of Best Buy for my taste. We did recently go to Best Buy to make a purchase, and it's very unfortunate. They tried to like sell us a bunch of add-on stuff, like a case and all this other kind of stuff. And I was very upfront. I was like, listen, I'm just going to go on Amazon to buy a cheaper case for this. Like, I don't want to waste your time with you showing me a bunch of stuff. And she did not seem to like that I did that. But I feel like I was very honest, and, you know, I didn't want to like pretend, because I feel like maybe part of the pretend is that like people go through the rigmarole of like, oh, maybe I'll do this. And then they like feel guilted. I did not feel any like modicum of guilt. Like, I'm just going to go buy a cheaper version. Like, you don't need to sell $30, $40, $50, $60 cases when I can buy one for like $11.99 on Amazon.
I mean, it's fine to decline, but can't you just say no thanks? Instead of being like, yeah, I'm going to buy it from this place.
I mean, probably. Probably I could have said that. Yeah.
Oh, that just might be easier. I don't know. That's what I do when any store, they're like, do you want to? No, thanks.
But then they like kind of keep asking, you know, they like say no to one thing.
You just say no thanks as many times as necessary.
That's a lot of time. My ideal situation would be I say one thing and then you stop asking me further questions, you know?
Yeah. Sadly, that is not how people are trained in the sales stuff.
It works. And I mean, I'll tell, she didn't like it, but it worked. She did not ask any other follow-ups. Once I was like, I'm just going to buy a cheaper one on Amazon. She was like, okay, let's go. We're going to check you out now. There was no follow-up after that. So I don't know. It was effective in that sense, but she didn't like it. Anyway, the song was fine.
Yeah, and anyway, that's our episode.
That's the episode, season 3, episode 5 of Girls 5 Ever the Cleave, our penultimate episode. We only have one more episode left. I mean, you know, one more episode in season 3. We're going to New York. Obviously, we're doing Radio City. Like, what's going to happen here? Is there like a big thing I'm missing? Like, are we playing this show next episode? Is this going to all come together somehow? Are we going to get a Bootsy Tings come back here and make this a reality? Like, they're kind of in disgrace right now. They're talking about boycotting the thing. Are they going to be able to pay for it? Like, where does this end up, Todd? How do we, like, finish off this season?
I really hope we don't get Bootsy Tings sweeping in to save the day again. I mean, we've kind of had it every season, but I would kind of prefer that they don't end it that way this time. But I don't know how they salvage this at this point. I have no idea. Like, because Gray is not going to come forward to clear Dawn's name.
Yeah.
Because he's like faked his own death. So they don't have that unless there's like some, he imagined like some like secret will and testament thing that will come out and clear her name. I don't know. So I don't know how they're going to be able to overcome this. I'm really curious to see what G5E comes up with. Because I honestly, this, like, so you kind of talked at the beginning, like, you know, was this like worth the payoff? Was this the payoff that we were thinking it was going to be and hoping for? I'm like, no, it definitely wasn't the payoff I thought we're going to get. I thought it was going to be, oh yeah, Gray Holland is going to be their path to getting success at Radio City. I didn't think it was going to be, oh yeah, Gray Holland just completely sabotaged their chances. So from that perspective, no, it wasn't what I was thinking it was going to be. But I definitely wouldn't say it was pointless. I definitely, it's, you know, put like more obstacles in their path, made the road even harder than it already was. So do they need that? I don't know, but I kind of like the fact that it's like, yeah, now they have like this super big obstacle to overcome. And how are they going to do that? I have no clue. I have no idea where the finale is going. And that's, you know, a little exciting, you know, a little scary, but a little exciting to just not be able to go, oh yeah, I know where this is going, which I feel like we kind of might have had the idea otherwise, and we thought we knew where the season was headed. And now it's like, I mean, I have to have the sense that they're going to be successful in some way, enough that they don't owe all the money, but how we get there, I just couldn't tell you.
Will they perform a song that we have already seen at Radio City as like the big number? Are we going to get like a big 4 stars moment? Are we going to do whatever? Or Lindy, is Ashley going to be alive? Is that the reveal? Is Ashley going to be alive and she comes out?
Oh my gosh.
In Radio City.
Would be a great. I hope so, but I doubt it. But I don't think that they're going to debut a new song because they haven't, we haven't seen them working on anything else, right? So I think they would have to go with some of their other hits. I don't know where exactly they're going to end this. I think I'm excited to see the finale and see their performance. But in terms of the money situation and the people boycotting their tour, like, where are they going to go with that? I'm not sure. But I will say, though this episode was a little different, I actually did enjoy it a lot. So I'm excited to see what they do with this season, potentially series finale. I hope it's not the series finale, but for now, this is the last episode that we've got.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe by our next podcast, we'll be able to know if it is going to go on into season 4. The only other thing I'll say, it's sort of been a little while since we've had consistent new songs for the group. We have not had a lot of new group songs. We, of course, began with all the Fort Worth stuff and, you know, whatever, if that's new, I guess like technically it was there before. But, you know, in terms of new songs this season, not a lot. not a lot going on here. They've sort of referenced a lot of the old stuff, and we had the whole like throwback or whatever of all that, but not a lot of new stuff. I think we will get a new song in the finale, and they're going to perform it. We'll see how it goes. We're going to get some kind of performance. We're going to be in New York. We're going to do Radio City, but let's finish this off here. We're going to rate these songs on a scale of 1 to 5 or 0 to 5, whatever. Eva's English Lonely Boy is the first one. This will be interesting. Lindy, where are you at with English Lonely Boy?
You know, I really liked this. I think I just wanted more of it. So it's hard to give it like a full score, even though I really liked it. So I don't know, like maybe like 4.5.
Okay. I'm in the exact same boat, though. I don't think I actually wanted more. I don't know if a reprised version of this is ever going to be eligible like for a 5 for me. I don't know. So I'm at a 4.5 as well. Todd, what about you? English Lonely Boy.
I think the shortness of it hurts it a little bit more for me than it does for either of you, but not that much. I'm like at a 4.3.
4.3 from Todd. Todd, we'll stay with you. The Bird Is Me. What is this? What is this song?
This is like, I didn't even know if you wanted to rate this all. I just put it on there because it is the song that Gray sings at the end whenever he's Mad Dog. And it's a goofy little song. Basically, it's like, you know, it's kind of... It's very similar in spirit to the I'm the first one that ever thought you could make music out of anything. It's like, you know, this is a new concept that I am singing about birds being free. That's actually in the lyrics of the song. It's him telling people what I'm singing about right now is a brand new concept that I came up with. Like, birds are free and the bird is me. I think it's like it's not the greatest song of all time, but I thought it was kind of funny to have like Gray again being like, oh, yeah, I came up with this like totally original concept you've never heard of. Very kind of pretentious, but doesn't come across as pretentious because he feels like such an innocent. It's like a kind of weird thing. But yeah, I think it's funny. It's not great, but not awful. So if you want to rate it, I would say I'll give it like a 3.1.
3.1 from Todd, just a bit lower for me, 2.5. This was fine. Nothing crazy special. Actually, I'm going to go down to a 2 just for the teeth. I can't, I have to take that into account because I couldn't even pay attention to the song. I could not tell you one lyric from that song because it was just, you know what, down to a 1.5, actually. I couldn't tell you anything about this because of the teeth. Lindy, what about you? The Bird Is Me.
Adam, I'm actually going to take the opposite approach of you. I'm going to leave the teeth out of this because if it was just about the teeth, I might have to give it a 0, which is just something I've never done. I got to leave the teeth out of this. That's not part of my equation.
That's what Gloria said about the fox.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So the song itself... enjoyed it. I like what, you know, Todd was talking about. That came up in the episode several times. Like, he thinks he's in creating all these concepts. So I'm going to go with 3.5.
3.5 from Lindy. Welcome to Now, the final song over the credits. This is a 2.5 for me. It's fine. Nothing super special. It's fine. Lindy, what about you? Welcome to Now.
I'm going to go 3.5 again. I thought the humor generally worked with the Best Buy thing. So... okay. Yeah, it was good.
Lindy's a Best Buy girly. Todd, finish us off. Welcome to Now.
Yeah, I'm with Lindy. I really like the paragraph 4 subsection G part of it, and then going into the whole Best Buy ball. Like I said, I've had the Best Buy part stuck in my head for in the last couple of days. So 3.5 for me.
Okay, let's finish off the episode by declaring who topped our charts this week. Todd, we'll start with you. Who topped your charts this episode?
I mean, it made me laugh so hard. I have to give Gray Holland my chart topper this week.
With the teeth. Okay. Lindy, what about you? Who topped your charts this week?
You know what? I'm so happy for Todd that he loved this so much. Like, that does make me happy. Personally, I never want to see that image again, but it's burned into my brain a little bit right now. But
so I should not use it as the screen capture for
Oh my gosh. If you do that, I will not post it on our socials.
No.
I will refuse.
Oh no.
I'll post a picture of like Adam instead.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Adam. Anyway, Todd's like furiously finding another screen.
No, I will say, you can look in the channel already. I did put a different picture in for our thread. So,
I did
capture that just in case.
Oh my gosh! And just in case we loved it like you did.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that. So no, I'm between two people here because I really love what Gloria did. I like that she, you know, wasn't friends with Gray for the fame of it all. Like, she really just was really into his long haul trucking stories about doll hands. Like, she genuinely made a friendship. I love that. And she helped him out with what he needed, not what she wanted. So in the end, I think that's a great friend. The other person I'm considering, really just for the one moment, is Dawn, who was like, you guys, do I look like the Macaroni Rascal logo? That made me laugh so much. But ultimately, just explaining those two things, I think I gotta go with Gloria because that was a more serious explanation. But shout out to Dawn for that joke and Summer's reaction and Wiki's reaction. That was perfect.
I was gonna say, sorry, Summer's Dawn reaction actually, like, you know, was even maybe better than Dawn looking like Macaroni Rascal. That's it's a tough look. You never want to look like that. Dawn almost got a point from someone that wasn't me too. So,
like, she was making the face.
Yeah, she really went for it. I will just say, Gray Holland had a real shot at getting this point. If we did not end the episode on, if I had just turned the episode off before that performance up in Canada, I would be sitting here being like, this is a pretty easy Gray Holland point for all that he did, for all that he said, his friendship with, I loved it all. I can't. I just can't give it to the teeth. It doesn't matter. He could have cured cancer in the first 20 minutes of the episode, and I would still not be able to do it with the teeth. I just can't do it. There's really only one choice, and I have no qualms about giving Gloria more points. So it just goes to Gloria yet again.
Gloria, the one that put the teeth in his mouth. Gloria, the one who's ultimately responsible for the teeth. You're going to ding him for having the teeth, but not ding her for being the one putting the teeth in there and doing this abomination.
That is I appreciate that you called it an abomination, but the real abomination was the fact that I had to look at it. You know, that is the real problem, that I had to look at it. She was just helping a friend and she had easy access to fox teeth. That's just because she cares about animals and cares about her friends. So good for Gloria, and is able to use her expertise and job to the benefit of those animals. And I don't know if it's the benefit of the, well, maybe it's something, whatever. To her friends, she's helping people. He's making me look at his fox mouth. And that's a real problem because I don't want to see that. So another point for Gloria. Surprise, surprise. She did.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
She was very, very
funny. Shocked.
Yeah. Love Gloria. You know, Gloria just gets a lot of points. What can I say? She's my favorite character. That's the episode, season 3, episode 5 of Girls Forever. Only one episode left, okay? So we're going to be back next week, of course, to do the finale of season 3. In the meantime, there's so much going on. Lindy, what are you up to? Where can people find you?
Well, as always, you can follow us at 1CXG Podcast, and you can follow Whirlwind at Whirlwind Pods, as I said, on Twitter and Instagram. But also, I have something else to plug this week, which it doesn't usually happen, but very soon, I don't know exactly what day, but I'm going to be on Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, talking about the 1999 movie Drive Me Crazy, so I'm really excited about that, so check that out.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I feel like I drive you crazy, Lindy.
That is true.
So yes. I don't know what the movie's about, but
not really about driving, which is what I just assumed before I saw it.
Oh, you'd like never seen it?
I watched it for the first time for the podcast.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. So they're having you on whatever. Pop off, drive you crazy. Go check that out over at Shit 90 Show. What a fun time that will be in the future that you haven't done yet that will come out at a later date. That'd be good.
It'll be out soon.
Yeah, it'll be out. It'll be
Subscribe
out.
Subscribe to them and then you'll get it when it drops.
Yes. Todd, what about you? What do you got going on?
So Tommy and I are recording episodes of Tuning In, talking about everything animation here on Whirlwind, do it every couple of weeks. So just keep your eyes peeled for that. Also, by the time this drops, I believe the episode of Talking Shit that I will be guesting on will also have dropped. So I'm going to join Jess and Stuart to talk about a season one episode of Schitt's Creek.
That's very exciting. I had like a ton of comments when I listened to the last Tune It In podcast. The problem was when I listened to it on a plane, and so I couldn't like write them in a, whatever. I have a lot of comments. There was not enough love or conversation about the Disney tune, cartoon animation, whatever situation, but that feels more like it's a you and Tommy situation than a animated. There's a lot of One Piece. It was just One Piece over and over. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but where's my Beauty and the Beast talk? Like, I just, no one, not one time did anyone be like, and Emma Watson is hot. That wasn't said at all. In the podcast.
We definitely did talk about the Beauty and the Beast. We definitely did not just say Emma Watson was hot. I can guarantee that phrase did not leave either one of our lips during
which
our
was very unfortunate
of live action adaptations of cartoons.
I had other thoughts besides that one, but I just wanted to make sure that one was vocalized. I'm Adam H. You can find me on Twitter, Panaman Adam One. We have so much going on here at Whirlwind Podcast. Of course, we're doing previously on Shameless. We are just trucking through these seasons. It's a ton of fun. Shameless is a really fun show that is off the rails in every possible way. And we get Todd to talk about wildly uncomfortable topics, and it's really fantastic. That's
wildly uncomfortable.
It's like wildly uncomfortable for everyone, including the people who are getting things shut. Anyway, there's a lot going on there in terms of Shameless. Tuning in, like you're talking about, every other week is a ton of fun over there. We're doing Inside the TARDIS, where we're talking Doctor Who. We're into season 6 at that point. What a great time that is. Whirlwind Investigations. Bliss and I have opened the doors to our new detective agency. We're doing Veronica Mars. We're having a freaking blast talking about Veronica Mars, so go check that out as well. But of course, we will be back next week to talk about the final episode of the 3rd season of Girls 5 Eva. And until then, bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.